提摩太前书和提摩太后书还有提多书是被称为教牧书信。
First Timothy, Second Timothy, as well as the book of Titus have been called the pastoral epistles.
特别保罗在第三章十五节说，倘若我当言日久，你可以知道在神的家中怎样行，这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
We see in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15 that Paul says, if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of the truth.
所以这个是保罗写给提摩太，那么他写说，如果我单言了，如果我延迟了，你在神的家中知道怎么行。
And this is Paul writing to Timothy, telling Timothy that if I am delayed,You now know how we should behave in church.
所以在教会里面呢，这本书里面呢，教牧书信充满了有关教会的教导。
And in this book, and indeed the pastoral epistles, it tells us how we might live in the church.
那么我们请问大家，教会的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of the church?
啊，教会的目的到底，我们在一起的目的是为什么呢？
What is it that we gather for?
所以这个非常重要，如果我们搞不清楚我们的目的，我们就很容易走错路。
It is important that we understand what our purpose is because for fear that we might lose our way.
很多人来教会呢，要的是人数很多。
People come to church and expect that there are many people.
结果他把教会变成这个吸引人的这个戏剧院。
And therefore they turn the church into a theater that attracts people.
你要吸引人吗？你做表演，你讲笑话，就有很多人来。
And in order to attract people, there might be performances, there might be jokes in order to draw people.
甚至倡导教会这个增长论的这个 Bill Hybel 自己也搞做了这么多年之后，他也知道也是一个空洞，感觉到虚空，这样吸引人最终到底目的是什么呢？
And in fact, Bill Hybels himself, the man who was responsible for many of these church growth strategies, admitted at the end that it is empty.
所以到底教会的目的是什么？我们简单的讲一讲。
So what is the purpose of the church? Let us simply say,
我们大家在一起的目的就是要敬拜上帝。
We come together to exalt the Lord.
我们在天上的皇帝。
Our King in heaven.
所以我们要来，大家一起聚集，一起敬拜，一起唱诗歌来敬拜他。
And so we come together to worship Him together and to sing songs and praises to Him.
不但是这样，我们要持守真理，为真理征战。
Not only that, we also entrench the truth and fight for the truth.
第三呢，我们必须要装备信徒。
Number three, we are to edify the saints.
这个就是以弗所书所讲的。
And this is the theme of Ephesians.
那么最后呢，我们是要传扬福音。
Finally, we need to evangelize the world.
所以这个呢，就是给我们看到，我们在这里这四样就是我们基督徒聚集的目的。
And we see in these four items the reason or the purpose that Christians come together.
那么在这里呢，我们看到保罗在一开始这一段圣经里面所强调的是什么呢？就是要持守真理。
And as we open this book of 1 Timothy, we see from the very start that Paul exhorts Timothy to entrench the truth.
为什么呢？因为教会呢，就是这样的教导呢，不但是保罗在这边讲，犹大书里面也提到说，我们要为从前一次交付我们的真理建立争辩。
And it is not just Paul who says this, we see this echoed in the book of Jude, where it says, contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints.
所以我们也知道，保罗在提摩太前书三章五节这里，三章十五节这里，他刚才我们念的，他说，保罗说，教会就是永生神的教会呢，就是真理的柱石而根基。
Just now when we read 1 Timothy 3:15, we see that Paul says refers to the church of the living God as a pillar and buttress of the truth.
如果你打开6章20节看一看。
If you look at chapter 6, verse 20,
提摩太前书6章20节，他一开始的时候，在一开始的时候，我们看到保罗很坚持要他这个来为真理来守护，那么最后结束的时候呢，他又在提醒提摩太啊，你要保守那所托付你的。
As we began this book, we saw that Paul had exhorted Timothy to defend the truth. And at the end of the book, in chapter 6, verse 20, he says, "O Timothy, guard the deposit entrusted to you."
所以你会发现, 保罗很注意真理,
and we see that Paul focuses a lot on truth.
所以我们要回来看一看前面我们所讲的这里。 当然这一段圣经呢,是一个,是这个圣经的文体呢,就是,清楚是一封书信。
As we come back to the passage for today, we see that the genre of this book is clearly a letter.
你看第一节他说,我奉主,我们就主神和我盼望,我们的盼望基督耶稣之命,做耶稣,做基督耶稣使徒的保罗,写信给那应信我主,做我真儿子的提摩太,所以是保罗写给提摩太,然后给他一个问安,愿恩惠平安。
We see in the opening verses of this chapter the conventions of the letter. In verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by command of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus our hope, to Timothy, my true child in the faith. And Paul goes on to give him a blessing by saying, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord.
这个是一个书信的形式。
And this is the conventions of the genre.
以前的人写信的时候先讲我是谁,我写给谁,然后愿你平安。
And when people wrote letters in the past, they would first say who I am, who I'm writing to, and then peace be upon you.
然后我们看第三节,他说我往马其顿去的时候,曾劝你们仍住在以弗所,好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教。
We see that in verse 3, as I urged you when I was going to Macedonia, remain at Ephesus so that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine.
保罗什么时候去马其顿呢?
When did Paul go to Macedonia?
这个就是我们,我觉得这个时候呢,刚好我们读完使徒行传,我们进入到这个提摩太,这个是很自然的过程,为什么呢? 保罗在这个使徒行传讲完了之后，他被关在监牢之后，发生什么事呢？
This verse seems to segue from the end of the study of our book of Acts into 1 Timothy.
那么大家知道保罗带着款项 offering 去耶路撒冷，因为耶路撒冷受到饥荒，那么去耶路撒冷之后就在那里被捕被抓起来。
If you remember, Paul had gathered an offering and was on his way to Jerusalem, and when he finally got there, he was imprisoned.
那么他被好几个长官来审问。
He was also placed under the questioning of many judges he was under many trials.
那么第一个就是腓力斯，那么腓力斯判他无罪。
He was tried first by Felix, and Felix found no guilt in him.
然后他被司徒来审判，也判无罪。
And then he was tried by Festus, who also found no guilt in him.
后来他又被这个阿基帕王来审问，也是被判无罪。
Finally, he went before King Agrippa, and he was also found to be innocent.
所以使徒行传最后一章，他们保罗自己说，他说他们都审问了我，而且没有罪，那么怎么办呢？但是 犹太人不放过我，所以他要上诉在该上。
And towards the end of the book of Acts, we see that Paul had said, when they had examined me, they wished to set me at liberty because there was no reason for the death penalty in my case.
所以呢，他要上诉到这个凯撒那里。
So he had to appeal to go before Caesar.
但是我相信，圣经没有记载，我相信他的确在凯撒面前站立。
While the Bible did not record this, I do believe that he was in fact brought before Caesar.
因为神曾经应许他说你必站在凯撒面前。
Because God had promised him that you will have to stand before Caesar.
但是我们相信他在那时候应该是没有被判罪，所以被释放。
We believe that at that time he was not found guilty and was released.
所以很自然的他必然在那边传道，然后他就开始回去看以前所建立的教会。
And it seemed like a natural path that he would continue to present the gospel there and then head back.
那么在他回去的时候呢，他就把这个提摩太留在以弗所。
Now as he was heading back, he left Timothy at Ephesus.
你看第三节，他说我往马其顿的时候，曾劝你仍住在以弗所。
if you look at verse 3 again, it says that as I was going to Macedonia, I want to remain at Ephesus so that you may charge certain persons.
为什么提摩太要留在以弗所呢?
Why does Timothy have to stay at Ephesus?
保罗为什么要提摩太留在以弗所呢?
Why does Paul leave him there?
好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教,
so that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine.
所以你看到那个字吗? 嘱咐这两个字, command, charge.
If you see the word charge,
这个 charge的意思就是命令或者是 command.
This term is a command, it's an order.
所以在这边 New American Standard 反而翻译的不够好, 它翻译成 instruct, 就减轻了很多.
The New American Standard misses the nuance when it translates this into instruct.
这个的意思是命令.
The meaning of this is an order, it's a command.
所以这个字呢, 在使徒行传第四章18节的时候, 彼得跟约翰在传福音的时候, 他们命令, 禁止他们, 总不可以用耶稣的名教训人, 这个禁止这两个字是同一个字。
We see this same term being used in Acts 4:18, when it says, so they called them and charged them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus.
所以这边我们要讲的就是, 保罗告诉提摩太, 我留你在那边, 我给你指示, 你要命令他们不可传异教。
What we are seeing here is that Paul has instructed Timothy to command these people to stop teaching a false doctrine.
所以我们的这个第一大点呢, 就是保罗命令的指示。
We see in our first point the instruction for the command.
因为是保罗叫提摩太留在那边, 我指示你必须去命令他们。
Because what we're saying is Paul has instructed Timothy to command these people.
那么第二点呢, 是命令的这个目的。
The second point we'll be looking at is the intention of the command.
你看第五节,
look at verse 5.
The aim of our charge 很清楚吗? 我们的华文圣经有一点, 不大明白, 命令的总归或者命令的目的, 或者总结是什么呢? 就是命令的目的是什么?
If you see verse 5, it says, the aim of our charge is love. This is the purpose of our charge. Well, it might not be very clear in the Chinese Bible.
So, 所以这边很清楚给我们看到他给命令的指示命令的目的。
He gave the intention of his command, which is our charge, his love.
那么接下来呢, 我们就看到那个命令的解读。
Finally, in point number 3, we see the interpretation of the command.
为什么他要给这个命令呢?
Why does he want to give this command?
你看第六节, 有人偏离这些事反去讲西佛的话, 他解释为什么他要给这个命令。
Because in verse 6, he says, certain persons have swerved from the faith and have wandered into vain discussions.
所以呢, 我们, 让我们来一点一点地讲这三点。
So let us look through each point.
第一点呢, 就是命令的, 这个命令的指示。
The first point is the instruction of the command.
所以刚才我们跟大家讲了, 这个的意思是, 这个字呢, 嘱咐这两个字呢, 是一个命令, 是一个指, 也很重要的宣誓。
As we said earlier on, this the word for charge is really a strong term for an order.
为什么他要命令他们不讲不可传，不要命令他们不可传异教呢？
Why does he command that these people not teach a different doctrine?
很简单的，因为是一个 different doctrine, 是一个不同的这个福音。
It's simple because it is a different doctrine.
一个人如果传一个福音。 不是我们所传的，你要禁止他们用使徒行传的话。
And to use the language of the book of Acts, if a person does not or teaches you a different doctrine, you must stop the person.
所以我们当中，你如果在这边聚会一段时间，有时候我们会提某些某某人的教训，他的教训错误在哪里。
And as we go through the weeks and as we preach from this pulpit, there are times where we will talk about people whose teachings are wrong.
有很多人说你很没有爱心，你去指责别人，把别人的错误给他讲出来。
Some people might say you are not loving and you are pointing out people's faults.
没有电了哈。
Sorry, the electricity wasn't on.
所以我们在这里看到呢，保罗在这边告诉我们说，他为什么要他们禁止，因为他传的是不同的福音。
So we see here that Paul wants Timothy to stop these people because they are preaching a different doctrine.
你看加拉太书第一章在荧幕上面，他说：“保罗说，我希奇你们这么快离开这个基督之恩，基督的恩召，去从别的福音。”
Paul in Galatians says, I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel.
所以保罗说这个是不同的福音，他但是保罗在加拉太书第一章第八节说，无论天使传福音给你，或是我们传福音给你不同的话呢，就应当受咒诅。
Paul goes on in verse 8 to say, but even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we have preached to you, let him be accursed.
So 为什么他要禁止他们传这个福音呢?
Why does he want them to stop spreading a different gospel?
是把人骗下地狱。
Because they are cheating and deceiving people into hell.
今天有很多人说，你来信耶稣，你就能够得医治，你就能够健康，你就能够富有。
Today we hear gospels or so-called different gospels that tell us that if you believe in Jesus, you'll be healthy and you will be prosperous.
如果你来信耶稣，你就得很多钱。
If you believe in Jesus, you will have a lot of money.
你就很成功。
You will be successful.
结果很多人来信耶稣。
As a result, a lot of people have come to Jesus.
我问大家，大家有没有人不要钱的？
Let me ask you, does anyone here not want money?
有没有很多人不要这个发财的？
How many of you not want to be prosperous?
所以很多人说，有谁不要成功的？
How many of you don't want to be successful?
所以每个人要成功，所以你们每个信耶稣，结果每个人信耶稣，请问这些信了耶稣的人有没有上天堂？
Of course you want to be successful. Therefore, everyone comes to Jesus. Let me ask you, will these people go to heaven?
我到别的教会讲道的时候，我常常听说，你知道吗？在新加坡那个这个 Suntec City 那边有一个很大的教会，他们这些人你们不应该去，因为他们是传假的福音。
When I go overseas, I will tell people that there is a church that used to be in Suntec City. Do not go there because they are spreading a false gospel.
很多甚至有一些牧者就说你很没有爱心。
And some people, in fact, even pastors who come up to me and say, you are not loving.
他是神的仆人，你怎么可以这样攻击他？
He is a servant of God. How can you attack him?
他说他们也是基督教徒，他也是教会，他也是牧师，为什么你要攻击他？
They are a church, they are Christians, and he is a pastor. Why should you attack him?
那么我要问你，他传的福音是不是福音？
But let me ask you, is the gospel that he teaches the true gospel?
人来信了耶稣之后，他发现他说，我信耶稣之后我要发财。
And as people come to Jesus, then they say, I believe in Jesus, I want to be successful.
这样，请问这样的人信耶稣这样的信法，他有没有得救？
Is a faith like that a saving faith?
告诉你，如果他们 教导是这样，结果很多人信主，结果他们有2万人、3万人、4万人，这些人呢，都以为他们得救，其实他们完全没有得救。到了地下的时候，我们就不到了天上的时候呢，他会发现主说，他说主啊主啊，我不是奉你的名传道，奉你们赶鬼。主说我完全不认识。Let
me tell you, with a gospel like that, maybe hundreds of thousands of people will come to Jesus. But at the end of the day, when they stand before the Lord, and they will say, Lord, Lord, did I not cast out demons in your name? Jesus will say, I never knew you.
所以这样的信主是把人骗下地狱。
Such a gospel deceives people into hell.
所以在这里我们一定要强调，保罗这边讲说要为真道争辩。
We must emphasize on this, that Paul says we need to fight for the truth.
所以这段圣经 就是保罗一开始告诉提摩太在教会里要做什么呢？第一重要的事情呢，就是要持守真理。
And in this letter that we see about Paul writing to Timothy in order to tell him how the church should be conducted, the first opening point is to preach the truth.
怎么样持守真理？首先呢，你一定要揭穿虚假的道理。
How do you stand firm in the truth? First, you must expose false teaching.
所以我们必须要指名道姓，这些人讲这个东西是错的。
And so we need to be very clear about it, that these people are preaching a false doctrine.
所以甚至保罗在这里也是指名道姓，讲出那个名字来。
In fact, Paul over here does not hold back his words, and he even gives us names.
你看第二十节，第一章第二十节，其中有许米乃和亚历山大。
He says in verse 20, among whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander.
他连名字都指出来。
He has even identified these people.
所以我们做牧者的，我们在讲台上呢，我们要很清楚告诉弟兄姐妹，某些人讲错，他错在哪里，他是谁，我都要指出来。
And as a pastor standing at the pulpit, we need to be able to tell you that there are these people who are preaching a false gospel, and these are the people.
弟兄姐妹，我们当中有些好些人离开我们教会。
Brothers and sisters, there have been people who have left our congregation.
可能你不知道,
perhaps you're not aware.
你可能不知道什么原因, 我们一向也不会解释,
and perhaps you have no reason, no idea why they have left, and we have never bothered to explain.
我可以告诉你, 很多时候他们来找我, 他说, 为什么我刚刚讲说你不可以看这个人的书, 为什么你看, 跟随这个人的教训, 我讲他不高兴, 他就离开。
And we've had scenarios where we say that you cannot or you should avoid the teaching and the preaching of this person, and the person is upset that we've said that and leaves.
因为他很喜爱那个讲员，他很喜欢那个作者，所以我们讲了一些东西，他不喜欢他就离开。
And because this person is really likes this particular author and teacher, having heard what we've said, they've been offended and have left.
我们要明白，不是你讲我讲他讲还是，我们要回去圣经看，你讲这段圣经，这是讲的对还是讲的错。
And we need to understand that it's not you say what you say versus what I say. We need to return to the Bible and see whether or not what they're teaching is right or wrong.
所以当我们要讲揭穿假的教训的时候呢，你要明白一件事情，你要懂得什么是假的，你必须要懂得是什么真的。
And when we try to expose false gospels, false teaching, we need to know first what is the truth.
圣经里面常常提到有一些字，比如说 the faith, the truth, the word， 意思说那些道理、那些真道、那些纯正话语的规范，用不同的字，其实在讲我们有一套这个基本的信仰。
As the gospel uses different words to describe it, the faith, the word, the truth, what it is saying is that there is a set of teachings that we ascribe to.
所以我们基本的教育，有时候我们做这个 statement of faith 很重要。
These are our foundations or our statements of faith that are important.
我们基本的神学，我们基本的教义要很清楚。
Our foundational theology needs to be there.
让我用几很快的用一些圣经来看，圣经里面很清楚讲到有一套或者一个真理是我们必须要持守的。
Let me quickly go through some verses that will show you how there is a truth that needs to be, that is important.
好像保罗自己说的，他说那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
We see in 2 Timothy 4:7, Paul says, I have finished the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith.
第一faith，那有一个article，就说这个是那个所信，那个道，不是任何道，是那个道。
And you'll see highlighted in yellow, the faith. There is a definite article. It is not any faith.
提摩太前书二章四节也是，他说，我愿意忘人得救，明白真道，那个是那个真道，不是任何一个道。
Again, we see this in 1 Timothy 2:4, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
所以刚才我们看到是 the faith, and 现在看是 the truth.
So we saw the faith, now we see the truth.
然后我们看到这边他说的 the pattern of sound words， 这边是讲那纯正话语的规范，所以这边讲到我们有一套教义是我们必须持守的。
And then we see now follow the pattern of the sound words， and that tells us that there is a foundational truth。
他说提摩太后书1:13说，你从我听的那纯正话语的规模要用。 要用在基督里的信心和爱心，常常守着。
It says here, follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus.
同样的，提摩太后书1:14，从前交付你的善道，你要牢靠着，也靠着那住在你我们里面的圣灵，牢牢的守住。
Again in 2 Timothy 1:14, by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you.
所以教会是真理的柱石，神把这个真理交托我们，我们必须要看好，看守好它。
The truth has been given to us, has been given to the church, and we are to, has been entrusted to us, and we need to take care of it, we need to guard it.
提摩太后，帖撒罗尼迦后书2:15，也是他说，你们要站立的稳，凡领受的教训，不拘是我们口传或者信上所写的，都要坚守。
2 Thessalonians 2:15. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by our letter.
所以你看，看到我们有一套教义是我们必须要持守的。
And so again, we see that we need to ascribe to this this basic faith.
让我给你多一节圣经，是启示录二章二十五节。 他说，最后一本圣经说，当你已经有的，也总要持守，只等到我来。
Revelation 2:25, hold fast what you have until I come.
所以我们很多人说，我很想在教会里面侍奉，我很想在教会里面讲道，我很想在教会里面带领。你连我们教会信什么都不知道。
Some people would say, well, I want to be able to serve in this church, I want to be able to preach. But you don't even know what the church believes.
圣经都还没有看过。
Perhaps you've not opened your Bible.
那个我们的基本信仰，我们的 basic doctrine, 我们的 statement of faith, 就是我们的基要信仰，你都还不知道。Our
foundational truths, our basic doctrines and statements of faith, you might not even be aware of.
神学你不知道。Our
theology, you might not be aware of.
怎么可以带领呢？
How then can you lead in this church?
弟兄姐妹，你要知道，这个我们的这个基本教义从哪里来？
Brothers and sisters, we need to understand where this foundation comes from.
这个基本教义呢, 就是从耶稣基督那里。
This foundation comes from Jesus our Lord.
是不是大使命?
Is this the Great Commission?
很多人讲大使命就是传福音。
A lot of people say the Great Commission is to go out and spread the word.
但是你仔细看大使命, 他说你们要去使万民做我的门徒, 奉父子圣灵的名, 为他们施洗。 注意二十节, 凡我所吩咐你们的, 都教训他们遵守。
What is the Great Commission? The Great Commission says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And notice verse 20, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.
你看到哦吗? 所有凡都要教训他们, 而且要他们遵守。
And here the emphasis is that it is all things that they need to be doing.
所以我们要不要回到圣经?
So we really need to come back to God's word.
不是听别人讲,
not just listening to other people.
主耶稣讲的,
but what Jesus himself said.
所以当主耶稣为我们钉死升天之后, 门徒们做什么呢? 那些信徒做什么呢?
So when Jesus was nailed to the cross and was risen, what did the apostles do?
信徒就恒心持守使徒的教训。
The disciples in Acts 2:42, it says, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
哎呀,他们不应该守耶稣的,为什么守使徒的呢?
Wait, I thought they were supposed to devote themselves to Jesus' teaching and not the apostles.
弟兄姐妹,你记得主耶稣说什么吗?
Brothers and sisters, remember what Jesus said.
主耶稣要钉十字架,他说我还有很多话要告诉你,只是你们受不了。当然圣灵来的时候,他要指示你要说的话。
Jesus said to them on the cross that I have many things yet to tell you, but you cannot accept it right now. The Holy Spirit will come and reveal these things to you.
所以当圣灵来的时候，圣灵降临在五旬节降临的时候呢，使徒们得到主圣灵的充满，使徒们就把神的话一一的交给我们，然后一一的写下来。
And when the Holy Spirit descended upon these disciples at Pentecost, that is where these truths were revealed to them, and the apostles had written these truths down.
所以早期的信徒呢，是持守使徒的教训。
The early Christians devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
那么以弗所书也是讲得很清楚，他说我们被建造，我们这些信徒被建造是建在使徒和生机的根基上。
Ephesians 2:20 it says, these things, the church was built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
所以我们要建立我们的信仰，我们要回去圣经，看看我们的圣经，明白我们的圣经，建立我们的信仰。
If we are to build up our faith, we need to come back to the word and see what it says.
所以呢，我们总是回去圣经，总是回去圣经。所以我们这个教会做什么事情都是用圣经的话。
And we keep going back to the word, we keep going back to the word. Everything we do in this church is from the word.
凡耶稣所教导的都要教训他们遵守，意思说我们怎么样凡耶稣，就是说我们要用四经讲道，一章一卷，注章注卷的一个字的这样教导。
And all the things that Jesus has taught us, we need to be teaching the church. That's why we are so focused on expository teaching. Each word, each verse is explained.
所以使徒行传二十章二十七节，他说：“因为神的旨意，保罗说，我没有一句话必委不传给你们。神的旨意在英文说 ，the whole counsel of God，意思说神全部的教导。”Paul
says in Acts 20:27, "For I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of
God."你怎么讲教导全本圣经呢？除非你注章注解的讲。如果你跳来跳去，你都不知道自己讲了什么，忘记讲了什么。
How can we possibly declare the whole counsel of God? That's only through expository preaching, looking at each verse that is printed in God's Word, and not jumping at random points in the Bible.
哥罗西书也是这么讲，他说：“我照神为你们所赐的职分，做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传的全备。”
Colossians 1:25, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you to make the word of God fully known.
所以我们发现，我们必须要把神的话传讲的清楚。所以我们不断的注章注节的用释经讲道讲给大家听。And
so we see that it is important that we explain the full counsel of God, and that is why we go each week, each verse, and each passage.
所以自从我们开始我们的教会以来，我们讲了约翰福音，我们讲了使徒行传，我们讲了罗马书，我们讲了以弗所书，我们讲了雅各书。
So from the start of this church, we have gone through the book of Acts, the Gospel of John, Ephesians, Romans.
所以我们要建立大家，我们还在进行中，还没有完成。
And that work continues as we build up the faith in each one here.
所以在这里我们看到，我们有一套。 基本信仰我们必须要遵守。
And so we see that we have a set foundational truth that we need to ascribe to.
所以我们的神学要准确。
So our theology needs to be accurate.
这个是基本的。
And that's foundational.
今天有很多人，他们好像专一某一些东西。他说：“哎呀，我是专在主再来。”
Today, there are people who specialize, so to speak, in a particular subject. For example, eschatology. And if one has a pet subject, that is the only thing he focuses on to the exclusion of everything else. Even the foundational truths they're not sure of, but they want to focus on one special area.
大家，我跟大家提过，他有些人说ISIS是这个假基督。
And I've mentioned this before. Some people say that ISIS is the false, is the Antichrist.
而且他们花很多精神的研究它。
And a lot of effort goes into researching.
连基本的信仰他都搞不清楚，花很多时间。我告诉你，这些人他连 基本信仰都不清楚，不但不清楚，他也没有遵行。这样的人，你不要听从他，其实你甚至都不要跟他来往。Yet
these people don't even know the foundations of the faith, let alone live them out.
你说,
let me tell you, don't listen to the teaching of these people, don't even fellowship with them.
你说他不懂，我说你除非你很清楚，你才去跟他讲。你自己都不清楚，你还去跟随他，跟他讲，结果受他的影响。
And you might say, but they're not, they don't know. Well, I tell you, unless you are absolutely certain yourself, do not go and argue with them.
你一定要自己清楚你所信的是什么，当你很清楚、很有把握之后，你才去跟他们教导他们。
And you must know yourself what it is you believe, and until you know it, do not go and argue with them.
所以保罗为什么要说禁止他们，要给他命令说你一定要禁止他们？
So why does Paul give instruction to Timothy that they must, that he needs to stop the teaching of false doctrine?
因为他传一个另外一个福音。
Because they are preaching a different doctrine.
这个福音很危险。
And that is a dangerous doctrine.
第二呢，这等事你看第四节，他说：“你也不可听从荒谬无凭的话语或无穷的家谱，这等事只生辩论，并不发明神在信上所立的章程。”
In verse 4, Paul goes on to say, nor devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies which promote speculations rather than the stewardship from God that is by faith.
所以在这边他讲到说，不要跟从，为什么呢？这个不能够使到我们对耶稣的信心增长。
He says that these people, their teaching does not allow us to grow in the faith.
所以你看到说他们讲的是什么呢？荒谬无凭的话语，myth。
Instead, what these people promote are myths and endless genealogies.
所以这些家谱到底是什么呢？
What are these genealogies?
如果我们从一些当时候的一些不是圣经，就是圣经以外的一些参考犹太人的书，我们大概知道这个是在讲有一批人回去要说以色列人才是真正的属神的人，他回去看旧约里的家谱，然后把所有的家谱的名字都列出来。
And based on some extra biblical information, Jewish traditions and stuff like that, we see that it is likely that these people went and found genealogies and family trees that went back to ancient Israel.
而且他们把圣经呢, allegorize, 就是说用语义的法, 用方法, 属灵化, 把这些东西都讲得, 很, 很玄。
Not only that, they also allegorized the Bible and they came up with all sorts of different interpretations of the Old Testament.
他把这个家谱呢分成50个,50个,50个, 然后解释这个家谱都是用语义,这种属灵化,然后说我们到底是谁。
And they had split up the genealogies in groups of 50 and they were coming up with all sorts of interpretations to say what the identity of each people meant.
保罗说禁止他们讲这些东西都没有用，这只是增加辩论，增加争吵，对信仰没有作用。
And Paul tells them, what you're doing is of no use. It is all it does is promote speculations. It does not build us up in our faith.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果我们有人讲了一些道理呢，引起很多争论。 不根据圣经呢,
Brothers and sisters, if you hear of people who raise speculations and all sorts of discussions that are divorced from the truth, that is what those speculations are.
所以在这段圣经里面，我们看到保罗给提摩太，给他只是说你要去命令他们。
And so then we see Paul telling Timothy that you need to command them to stop.
你看第五节,
Look at verse 5.
但命令的总归就是爱。
The aim of our charge is love.
所以这里讲的命令的目的,
this tells us what the intention of the command is.
命令的总归,命令的总结,命令的目的, 它的终点呢,是什么呢? 就是爱。
What is the ultimate end of this? What is the result of it? And it's love.
保罗,为什么你要去批评别人?
Paul, why are you commenting on other people?
保罗说,是因为爱。
He says, it's because of love.
很简单,如果你看到你的孩子, 拿起一个瓶水，里面是有毒的，他要喝，你会说什么？你一定要命令他 stop，停止，不可以喝。
It's simple. If you see your child holding a glass of water that is poisonous, and he's going to drink it, would you not ask him to stop?
你不会说，孩子，你有自由意志，要喝也可以，不要喝也可以。
You wouldn't say, oh, son, you have freedom, it's up to you if you want to drink it or not.
你马上跟他抢过来的嘛?
In fact, you would immediately snatch it away from him.
这个是为什么你这么鲁莽?
Why would you do that?
因为你是什么呢? 因为你爱他。
Because you love him.
我可以这么讲, 你越爱他, 你抢得越快。
In fact, I would say the more you love him, the faster you would snatch it away.
所以这个是爱, 这个爱是什么爱呢?
And that's love. What love is it?
保罗讲的爱，第一是爱神。
The love that Paul's referring to is first the love of God.
因为他爱神跟神的话语，不要这个话语被玷污，不要被这个话语被人误解。
He loves God and God's word so much that he does not want this word to be twisted.
而且他爱神的教会。
Not only that, he loves God's church.
他爱神的教会，不要让到我们的教会受到污染。
And because he loves God's church, he does not want to cause any blemishes to the church.
所以牧者是什么意思呢? 牧师这个字是什么意思呢?
What does the term pastor mean?
牧师这个字呢,其实有的人说我们教会没有牧师,圣经里面明明讲有牧师。
Some people might say, oh, my church doesn't have a pastor. But the Bible is clear that there are pastors.
这个牧师的工作,牧师就是牧羊人的意思。
The word of pastor means shepherd.
牧羊,我们华文圣经翻译成牧师实在是好,为什么呢?是牧羊的老师,就是说他又教,然后又牧羊。
And in Chinese translation, it does suggest that he is not just a shepherd, he is also a teacher.
所以这个牧师这个字非常重要,他的目的是什么?要教导,要教导,要教导,不但教导还要保护,因为牧羊人要保护羊,不要受到豺狼的这个残害。
And the work of the pastor is to be teaching. Not only is he to be teaching, he is to be protecting his flock. Because a shepherd protects his flock from the wolves.
就好像有人来教导错误的信仰,要来抢羊,我们一定要禁止他,而且要严谨的,要警告他。
And in the same way, when there are false teachers who come into the church to teach false doctrines, we need to stop those people.
如果你有女儿,
if you have a daughter,
如果有一些豺狼来了,
and if wolves come,
你要怎么样呢? 你一定是很严厉的拿枪拿刀去砍他。
What would you do? I'm sure you would pick up all your weapons in order to chase after them.
因为他要保护那个羊。
Because he wants to protect the sheep.
因为这个羊是属耶稣的羊。
Because this sheep is of God.
他说, 这个命令, 这个爱是什么呢? 是清洁的, 是无愧的良心, 无畏的信心。
He says that the aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
所以他完全是用清洁的, 他没有别的目的, 他是按照他的良心在神面前, 神以我们这个良心来警告我们, 没有违背这个良心, 而且他是纯粹依靠神的信心去做。
Paul has no other motive, and he tells Timothy this out of a good conscience and a sincere faith in God.
所以这段圣经告诉我们，这是保罗要他拆穿错误教导的指示。
And we see that this is the instruction of Paul's exposing of false teachers.
而且呢，他也告诉我们他的目的是爱。
We see that his intention is love.
让我们来看他的这个。 解读, 这个命令的解读,
and now let us see the interpretation of this.
为什么保罗要给这个命令呢?
Why does Paul give this command?
你看第六节, 因为有人偏离这些去传讲这个虚浮的话。
We see in verse 6, it says, certain persons by swerving from these have wandered away into vain discussion.
他要想做教法师却不明白自己所讲的所论定的。
Desiring to be teachers of the law, yet not understanding either what they are saying or what they or things that they make confident assertions.
所以很多人都很想做教师。
Everybody wants to be a teacher.
很多人要站在讲台讲道。
Many people want to stand at the pulpit to preach.
但是呢，他们对信仰都搞不清楚。
Yet they aren't even sure about their faith.
你看这个雅各书曾经告诉我们，他说：“弟兄们，我不要多人做师傅，因为晓得我们所受的有更重的审判。”
We see in James that it tells us, "Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness."
所以很多人很多教会在讲台上面轮流的讲。
There are many churches that the preachers take turns to preach.
所以我们要首先注意，很多人站在讲台讲，讲的人呢，对圣经、对神学、对基本信仰都搞不清楚。
And we need to be careful that a lot of people who come to the pulpit to preach may not even be very clear about their faith.
那么这样轮流讲呢，他们的这个错误呢越加越深。
And as they take turns to teach, the false teaching gets deeper and deeper.
我可以这么讲。 很多年前我也曾经讲到，但是我那时候我对圣经的整套信仰都还不清楚。
I can tell you that many years ago that when I was preaching, I wasn't sure yet of the full counsel of God.
当我去了神学的时候，把圣经我们要求每一个毕业的人对圣经要读过好多遍，而且解经对基本神学信仰要掌握得非常好，才能够毕业。
Then when I went to seminary, and just as we were about to graduate, we were required to read the Bible over and over again. We needed to know it inside out. Only then could we graduate.
所以不是有没有去神学院的问题。
The point is not whether you've gone to seminary.
不是你有没有这个文凭。
The point is not whether you have certificates to prove it.
你要对基本信仰要有很充实的掌握。
You need to have a very firm grasp of the foundational truths.
而且能够辩论。
Not only that, but to be able to defend it.
把错误的信仰能够很快侦查到，很快就把它打倒。
To identify the false teachings very quickly and then to expose them.
以前我以为我很懂。
Back then I thought that I knew a lot.
结果到神学院里面，他讲了很多东西是我完全不听过的。
But finally, when I went to seminary, all the things that I was being taught, I realized I didn't know.
但是这些事情已经历史历代不断在辩论的东西。
Yet these things have been argued for a long, long time.
但是我们不懂得用怎么样圣经去反驳。
But we just do not know how to use the Bible to defend it.
所以呢，我们要站在讲台讲道的人呢，第一呢，他必须是清楚认识神的话，很有把握，有神的呼召去讲。
The man who stands at the pulpit to preach needs to have a full and firm grasp of the foundational truths. Not only that, he needs to be called by God.
如果随便让人站在那个讲台，你不但是害死那个人，而且害死很多听众。
If we are going to open up our pulpit for just about anyone, we are not only causing the downfall of that person, but also the rest of the congregation.
所以我们持守的信仰是，这个讲台非常重要，是讲神的话，不能够讲人的话。
And this pulpit is jealously guarded so that it is only God's word but not man's word that is being preached.
而且是神的话要清楚的分解，要按真理分解正道。
And it needs also to be clearly divided and explained.
所以在第七节,
and we see that example in verse 7.
啊, 第八节, 他说, 我们知道律法原是好的, 只是要用得合宜。
Excuse me, in verse 8 where he says, now we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully.
所以你看到英文圣经翻译得很好,他说,如果有人要用律法,他用按照律法的意思来解释,不是随自己的意思来解释。
And this suggests that if we're going to use the law, we need to use it how it was intended, not your own opinions.
你看加拉太书,
look at Galatians.
加拉太书3章23节, 律法的功用是什么呢?
Galatians 3:23. What was the use of the law?
他说, 保罗说, 这因信称义的理在未来以先, 我们被看守在律法底下, 自圈到将来的真道显明的出来, 这样律法是我们蒙训蒙的师父, 引我们到基督那里, 使我们因信称义。
Paul says in verse 23, now before the faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith.
所以这里什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
我们要用律法要用得恰当。
When we use the law, we need to use it in its intended fashion.
律法的功用是要人知罪。
The point of the law is to show people their sin.
让他们知道自己没有办法脱离这个罪。
To understand that there is no way out from this.
所以在主耶稣还没有降临之前呢, 这个律法是要让人家看到神的圣洁人的罪恶。
And before Christ came, this law was to show people just how sinful man was, but how holy God is.
神说不可撒谎,
God says you cannot lie.
结果你撒谎,
yet you lie.
这样你是不是好人呢?
Are you a good person?
你是不是犯了神的律法呢?
Did you not contravene God's law?
这样你试试看不要撒谎。
Why don't you try not lying?
啊，你知道吗? 神说，你看到一个人，一看到一个女人， 如果你犯了动了淫念， 你已经犯了罪。
Jesus said, if you look at a woman improperly, you have already sinned.
所以你这样就好了, 我去挑战你, 心里面不可以有错误的肮脏的污秽的思想。
So let me challenge you, your heart cannot have any of those thoughts.
你可以做到吗?
Can you do that?
圣经说, 你心里面不可以苦读。
Yeah, the Bible tells you that you should not have bitterness in your heart.
但是呢, 你可不可以心里有没有苦读? 你看到别人你就不喜欢, 心里就苦读起来。
But can you do that when you see others that cause you bitterness?
如果你认真施行神的律法, 你就会知道你越要做, 你越做不到。
The more serious you are at trying to ascribe or to adhere to God's law, the more you realize you can't do it.
但是, 律法让你知道你透透彻彻没有办法做到, 所以你需要耶稣基督。
The law tells you that whatever you do, you cannot fulfill the law, and therefore you need Jesus Christ.
除非你说我做不到，我做不到，我说你做不到，感谢主，你知道你做不到，你没有办法自救，所以你说主啊救我。
And maybe you struggle, you say, I can't, I just cannot fulfill the law. I praise God if that has happened, because that means you need Jesus, and you can call to Him.
当你呼叫主啊救我，主就来拯救你。
And when you call to Jesus, Jesus will come and save you.
主不但来拯救你, 甚至他还差遣他的圣灵进入你, 使你这个必死的身体活过来。
Not only does he save you, he allows that in your faith, you will be resurrected from death.
所以你里面有一个圣灵能够帮助你胜过罪恶。
And you have a Holy Spirit inside of you that you will overcome sin.
所以你看律法的功用是带领到耶稣基督，在耶稣基督里面你可称义，然后你可以过成圣的生活。
The point of the law was so that it would bring you to Jesus Christ, and by faith in Jesus Christ, only then can you overcome that.
所以这个律法呢，是为不信不服的人来赐给的。
What this means is the law is meant for people who are non-believers.
你看第九节,
look at verse 9.
因为律法不是为义人设立的，乃是为不法和不服的人、不虔诚的、犯罪的、不圣洁的、恋世俗的、弑父母的、杀人的、行淫的、轻男色的、抢人口的和说谎的，并且假释的。
Verse 9 says, the law is not laid down for the just, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who strike their fathers and mothers, for murderers, for the sexually immoral, men who practice homosexuality, enslavers, liars, perjurers, whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine.
所以你会发现这个是律法是给那些犯罪的人用的。
We see here again that the law is used or is for the sinners to use.
让他知道他们犯了罪没有办法自救。
That they might see that in their sin there is no way out.
只有他们来到耶稣十字架的跟前。 求主耶稣来拯救他们，才有办法脱离这个罪恶。Except
that they come before the cross of Jesus Christ to plead for their salvation.
所以加拉太书3:24再说一遍，他说律法是我们训蒙的师傅，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。And
we repeat Galatians 3:23. The law was our guardian until Christ came in order that we might be justified by faith.
所以我们回去看第九节，他说那些律法是为不法和不服的、不虔诚和犯罪的、不圣洁和劣俗属的。The
law was laid down for the lawless and disobedient, the ungodly and sinners, the unholy and profane.
你会发现这边有三对这个词。
You'll realize that there are three pairs.
他说不法和不服的。
It says here that the lawless and the disobedient,
而且呢,是不虔诚的犯罪的,
the ungodly and the sinners.
所以不, ungodly 就是没有神, 他自然就会犯罪, 不圣洁跟世俗, 你看这三对呢,
the ungodly are people who do not believe, and those who do not believe obviously are sinners.
他不遵守神的话,
if they do not, they are ungodly and or they are lawless, they naturally will be disobedient.
所以这三对呢都是指神，但是下面第十这19章下半段跟第10节是指对人。
These three pairs at the start, it talks about God, but the six at the bottom are talking about relationships between men.
接下来是父母杀人的、行淫的、轻男色的、抢人口的。如果你把它跟十诫下半段讲到人的对比的话，你就发现他们是他在讲同样的东西。
And then the six, such as striking fathers and mothers, murderers and sexually immoral, and these this list actually corresponds with the Ten Commandments, and if you compare them side by side, you'll see that.
所以你会知道他在讲的是讲十诫。
What he's talking about is Ten Commandments.
意思说在讲这些犹太人呢，用十诫，用语义法，把它解释到很多让人可以以为自己很近前，高出别人，然后抬高自己。
What he's saying is that these false teachers have used the Old Testament to and explained it in such mythical ways that elevate their own identities and so that they feel better than others.
所以保罗说这个律法不是为金钱的人，是为不敬虔的人、不服的人、犯罪的人预备的。
Paul is saying that these people are not the people who use this law are not the ones who are holy but are unholy.
所以我们怎么样看这个十诫神的律法呢？
How then do we see this Ten Commandments?
过去我有跟大家讲过,
we said this before.
这个律法呢是一个很敏感的话题。
The law is a sensitive topic.
但是如果你要明白律法，你仔细看希伯来书。
But if you want to understand the law, you need to study the book of Hebrews.
律法有没有改变?
Did the law change?
所以我们要知道，到最后呢，神的律法呢有改变。
We see that at the end, God's law indeed did change.
下一次或许我跟大家思想这个问题。Perhaps
we'll talk about this at another time.
因为这个是一个很重要的话题。Because
it is an important subject.
因为今天很多人说我们要回去旧约。Because
a lot of people here today say that we need to go back to the Old Testament.
主耶稣已经降世、已经钉死、已经复活，你还要回去旧约？Jesus
was incarnate. He was nailed to the cross and he's resurrected. Why are we going back to the Old Testament?
所以这个是不是违背神的旨意呢?
Is this going against God's will?
所以我们要看这些人用律法用错了。We
need to see that these people who used the law used it in the wrong way.
所以我们要很清楚知道在希伯来书里面提到律法是怎么样用的。We
need to be clear about how the book of Hebrews uses the law.
所以呢，或许我念一节圣经就。 可以大家明白，希伯来书第十章，或许你大家打开十章，希伯来书第十章第一节。
Let me invite you to turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章第一节。
Verse 1.
这里他说律法是将来美事的影儿，不是本部的真相，总不能借着每年长献一样的祭物叫进前的来得完全。若不然，祭是献祭的事早就不止住了吗？礼拜的人良心的洁净不就不再觉得有罪了？但这个祭物是叫人每年想起罪来，因为公羊和山羊的血，算不能除罪。
Hebrews 10:1 says, For since the law has but a shadow of the good things to come instead of the true form of these realities, it can never, by the same sacrifices that are continually offered every year, make perfect those who draw near.
所以我们知道律法呢，这些呢是将来美事的影儿。
We see that the law was a shadow of good things to come.
但是它不是 这个真正的实体不是，它只是一个 shadow， 一个影子。
It was never, as it says here, the true form of these realities.
所以我们可以让大家明白，我们要用律法呢，要用的合宜。
So we need to understand that as we use the law, we need to use it accurately.
所以当我们在思想的时候呢，这边有些人要用，要做教法师，结果他教错了。
If we come back to today's passage, we see that these false teachers want to be teachers, but they have taught wrongly. And so Paul has stopped them.
所以我们看到，我们对真理要掌握得很准确。
And so we see that we need to be extremely clear about the truth.
我们要知道我们所信的是什么。
We need to know what it is you believe in.
基本的信仰是什么。
What our foundational faith is.
我们的神学是什么。
What our theology is.
我们才能够指出错误来。
Only then can we expose false.
所以教会呢，不断的教导，不断的教导，要信徒在这些事情上面掌握得好，好像以弗所书上，就不会说被随风飘动。
And so the church continues to preach truth over and over again, so that our faith is established and, like in Ephesians says, we are not tossed around by every wind of doctrine.
反而是站稳在我们的信仰上。
But we are instead steadfast in our faith.
我们盼望每一个人在这里都很清楚知道你所信的是什么，在基本信仰上面掌握，我们才能够荣耀神。
Pray that everyone here knows what they believe in and that we can grow and glorify God.
所以呢，保罗一开始讲这个 提摩太前书的时候，告诉提摩太，你怎么样在教会做的时候，第一件事情就是要揭穿错误的思想。
As Paul begins his letter to Timothy on how a church needs to conduct itself, he opens with the need for exposing false teaching.
而且呢，他给我们看到这个命令的指示、命令的目的，还有命令的解读。
And he shows us the instruction of the command, the intention of the command, and the interpretation of the command.
那么接下来呢，下一次呢，我们就看到保罗怎么样讲这个真理。
In our next session, we will see how Paul talks about this truth.
让我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.